It's Monday, December the 6th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Omicron on the move and a tripartite coalition in Germany. First, the world in brief. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 has now been identified in 40 countries, with the World Health Organization warning that all countries should prepare for a surge of cases. Omicron has now been detected in 16 of America's 50 states. Anthony Fauci, the White House's chief medical advisor, said that, quote, thus far, the variant does not appear to have produced severe cases, although he said it is too early to draw firm conclusions. Even so, rules on travel continue to be tightened around the world. Germany's Free Democrats, a pro-business party, voted to back a coalition agreement with the Social Democrats, SPD, and the Greens. The new government will be led by Olaf Scholz of the SPD. He will take office this week, bringing an end to the 16-year chancellorship of Angela Merkel. Eric Zemmour's first rally since he declared his intention to stand for the presidency of France descended into violence. Supporters of the hard right politician, who pledges to virtually end immigration and rails against Islam, set upon anti-racism protesters at the event in Paris. Thousands of people had taken to the streets of the capital on Sunday to demonstrate against Mrs. Zemmour's xenophobia. Niger's Defence Ministry on Sunday claimed to have engaged hundreds of jihadists in pitched battle, killing scores of them. It also admitted to losing 12 of its own soldiers. They fought near the junction of Burkina Faso and Mali, where rebels can cross borders easily. The same day, foreign governments condemned an attack that killed 31 civilians in central Mali on Friday. Officials within India's government apologised for a massacre in the northeastern state of Nagaland, where security forces killed 14 civilians on Saturday. Soldiers were said to have opened fire after mistaking a group of labourers for militants. The region is home to various insurgencies, and national security forces are entrusted with extraordinary powers. The apology was more unusual than the violence. Discovery, an American media group whose assets include Eurosport, is reportedly in talks to form a joint venture with BT Sport, an arm of BT, a British telecoms group. A deal would upend plans for DAZN, a sports streaming service, to buy the service, which has the rights to broadcast Premier League and Champions League football games in Britain. Bob Dole, a grandee of America's Republican Party, died at the age of 98. Mr. Dole was his party's nominee for the presidency in 1996, when he lost to Bill Clinton. 20 years earlier, he had stood as Gerald Ford's running mate. But his natural home was the Senate, where he represented Kansas for 27 years, 11 of them as the Republican leader. Fact of the day, $275 billion, the amount that a proposed new tax deduction would cost America's government over the next 5 years. And editor's note, whether you're a loyal fan or a new listener, we want to hear from you. We're launching a listener survey, so you can tell us what you think about our podcasts, and so we can find out what you would like to hear more of. To take part, visit economist.com/briefing survey. That's economist.com/briefing survey. The link to the survey is in the description.